We were at the top of Gimel Amud Beis. Rav had asked a shayla to Rebbe, if somebody put something on somebody else, and so he made the akira, put it on his body, and then he walked outside on Shabbos. Is that called an akira or not? Akira's gufos, kakira skepetz, or it's not kakira skepetz. And the Gemara says that you can't learn it from Yodo, where the Oni or the Usher had his hand in the other Rishos, the other person put it on his hand or whatever, because the hand isn't at rest, but the body is at rest. So it could be that picking up your body is like picking up the chetetz. So the Gemara says, Omer Rebchiel Rav, Bar Pachsi. Bar Pachsi means Bar Gedolin, Ben Gedolin. Right? Chia said to Rav, Lo amin alav, didn't I tell you? Ki koi Rebbe, b'ha mesechta, lo t'shayla mesechta achrisi. When Rebbe's learning one mesechta, don't ask him in another mesechta. Dil malava date, because maybe he's not in the Inyan, right? The Rebbe gavar rabahu, and if Rebbe wouldn't be such a great person, kisavse, you would have embarrassed him by asking him questions from a mesechta that he's not learning. And the mishani lo shenuyu, the lav shenuyuhu. And he'd give you an answer that wasn't really a good answer because he wasn't really holding in the Inyan, but just to give an answer, he'd give you the answer, and it wouldn't be proper, and that way he'd be embarrassed later on. So don't put him in such an embarrassing position. Don't ask him questions in a different mesechta, only in the mesechta they're learning. Okay. It's interesting that the Gemara takes on that Rebbe wouldn't say, I don't know, but he'd give an answer that wasn't an answer. Right, not on purpose, but stop. If you're not holding in that mesechta, Rebbe would think that if he wasn't such a great person, then other people would think they're giving an answer, and they're not holding in the Inyan, and the answer wouldn't be an answer. Okay. Hashtami is Shaper, but Lamaisa Rebbe is big enough that you can ask him a kasha. Obviously, they weren't learning mesechta Shabbos at the time. Obviously, you can ask him a question in Shabbos, even though they were learning some other mesechta. But the answer he gave you is a good answer. Mi ashaper mishani loch, Tanya, right? Because there's a price that says exactly what Rebbe told you, that you don't learn from Yodo, and Akira Skufo is Kakira Schefetz, Tanya. How you tone Ochlin Umashkin Bod Yom, similar situation, where you were carrying food or drink, and we said before that food and drink is just a marshal. That's what people usually carry on Shabbos. Here it's a little bit difficult, because here it's talking about Miba'od Yom. Rashi said, that's what people usually handle on Shabbos. But here we're talking about before Shabbos. So why is he talking about Ochlin and Mashkin before Shabbos? In any case, you were carrying food and drink before Shabbos. Ba'otzion lechutz. And then, you were standing in your house with a loaf of bread on your shoulders. And the Erev Shabbos. And then, Friday night, you walked outside with the loaf of bread on your shoulders. Chayiv. Because the mice you made Makira when you picked up your body with the loaf of bread on it from Rishus HaYochid, and you made a Hanocha when you stopped in Rishus HaRabim. And that's called, a Chiyuv Shabbos. And it's not Dome Liyado in the Mishnah, where your hand is in a different Rishus, right? That's not considered Akira Skufo. That's not considered Akira Schefetz, because your hand isn't at rest, or your hand goes after your body, and therefore the hand isn't considered at rest, where it's considered an Akira. Okay. Rashi. Bar Pachse Ben Gedolin. Lo Sishayle Kolomer She'ein Libo LeMesechazu. His heart isn't really in the Mesechta that you're asking him questions on, because he's learning a different Mesechta. Shema Yisbaish, and therefore you're going to put him in a very difficult situation, an embarrassing situation, that he's not going to be able to answer you properly. Miba'od Yom, Da'ainu Dumya De'itinu Chaver B'Shabbos, where you already had the thing on your body from Friday afternoon, is the exact same case as if somebody else put it on you on Shabbos. In either case, you didn't make an Akira on Shabbos. Either you didn't make the Akira because somebody else did and put it on you, then the shaila is you're taking your body now and moving it out of Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. Is that called an Akira? Or, if it's talking by where you actually made the Akira, but you did it on Friday. Right? You picked it up from Rishus HaYochid on Friday, put it on your body, and then did nothing more on Shabbos except move your body out of the Rishus. So it's exact same case where the total Akira was with your body, not from picking it up in Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabbi. V'hocha leka Akira de Isser Gabe. Because here, the Akira you made on Friday is meaningless. If you pick up something on Friday and put it down on Shabbos, you're not chayv. Because the Akira on Fridays doesn't count at all. So here you made an Akira on Friday. When Shabbos came, it was on your body already. Now the only shaila is lifting your body up with the thing on it to walk outside. Is that called an Akira Sachefetz or not? Shein Odom Eliyado, Hapshut Alifnim, the Gufo Lachutz, and it's not similar to our case of our Mishnah, where your hand is extended inside and your body's outside. Somebody puts something into your hand, right, and then you pulled your hand out, that's not called Akiras Chefetz. The other person made the Akira, the person who put it into your hand. That's why that case where the Ani put it into the Balabais' hand, the Balabais brought it in, both of them are Potter, because the Ani made the Akira and the Asher made the Hanacha, or vice versa. So, but if we hold that Lechora Yodo is just like your body, then the one who put it in his hand, right, true, he made the Akira from Rishus HaYochid, but now the hand is in Rishus HaYochid. So when he pulled his hand in from Rishus HaYochid, he's also making Akira. So it's another Akira. And that now he should be Chayev. Now we know he's not, that they're sharing the Malacha, that then pulling it in from Rishus HaYochid after somebody else picked it up from Rishus HaYochid is not called Akira Sachefetz. Because the chepes was never nach, since the guy put it in your hand, and your hand was never at rest, so that's not an akira. Akira means you pick it up from a position of rest. So you didn't pick it up from a position of rest. The one who picked it up from a position of rest was the first one, who picked it up out of Rishus HaYochid or out of Rishus HaRabim, put it in your hand. Your hand now is not considered a position of rest, so your pulling your hand in to the other Rishus is not called Akira's chepes. But your body is a different story. Your body's at rest. So now that you pick up your body and move to another Rishos, that's called making an Akira in one Rishos and a Hanach in the other Rishos. Okay, just to agav what we spoke about yesterday, Rabbi Schutz was Mayor Einai, and later I spoke to Rabbi Varon, and he told me that Scheinberg said the same thing, that the Akira, we were trying to find two Akiras for the Onni and the Balabais yesterday, and it didn't work out. The two Akiras are, there's two kinds of Akiras. One is where you just pick it up, right, and put it into the other one's hand that's already in that Rishos. And the other one is where you pick it up, go over the Rishos, and the other one takes it out of your hand, okay? Now the first one, the Chora, is not an Akira. You didn't do anything. You just picked it up in Rishos HaYochid and put it down in Rishos HaYochid. You put it into somebody else's hand, right? So that one was Ruas off, that the Chora, that's not called an Akira. The Maaseh Rashi has to hold that that's also called an Akira. There's two kinds of Akiras. Akira picking it up in Rishus HaYochid and putting it down in somebody's hand in Rishus HaYochid, or the Akira of picking it up in Rishus HaYochid, bringing it to Rishus Rav, but not putting it down. Now, the first one, you didn't do anything. I mean, you can pick up something in your house, right, and put it down. That's not even a Chatzi Malacha. That's not an Akira. But here you did it al Manas that somebody else should take it out. That already is Aser. It's Aser to pick up something in Rishus HaYochid, put into somebody else's hand where you know he's going to take it into Rishus HaRabim, right? That kind of Akira is also awesome, right? Midrabanan. Okay, so that's what Rashi holds. So there's two kinds of Akiras. Akira where the Ani picked it up in Rishus HaYochid, but put it down into the hand of the Balabais who had his hand stuck out to Rishus HaRabim, or the case where the Ani picked it up in Rishus HaYochid, he himself put it into Rishus HaYochid, but didn't put it down, and then the Balabais took it from him and put it down. Both cases, you have half a malacha of two akiras. One kind of akira, another kind of akira. Okay, let's go on. Omer Abai. Pshita li yodo shel adam eino lo kershus harab ve lo kershus hayachid. Right? I understand simply from our Mishnah that a person's hand that's extended into another rishus doesn't have the din of that rishus. If you're standing in rishus harabin and your hand is extended into rishus hayachid, your hand isn't considered Rishus HaYochid. And if you're standing in Rishus HaYochid and your hand is extended to Rishus HaRabim, your hand doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. How do I know that? To Rishus HaRabim lo dam yami yado di ani. It's not like Rishus HaRabim, right, because of the Yad of the Ani. The Ani is standing in Rishus HaRabim, and his hand is extended into Rishus HaYochid. Okay? The Balabayas puts something into the Ani's hand, and the Ani then takes it out and puts it down in Rishus HaRabim. Okay? If the hand of the Ani would be considered like Rishus HaRabim, in other words, it completely goes after his goof, and it's an extension of Rishus HaRabim, since the Ani's in Rishus HaRabim, so his hand also has a din of Rishus HaRabim. Okay? If that would be the case, then as soon as the Balabayas picked it up in his house and put it down in the Ani's hand, he's chayim. He made Nakir Rishus HaYoch, and he put it down Rishus HaRabim, because the hand is like Rishus HaRabim. Vaistais, the hand is not like Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, what's it called? I know from that case that the hand doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. Otherwise, the Balabayas would be chayv. Okay, and he's not. Kirishus HaYochid lo damya. I know it's not like Rishus HaYochid, the other, the Balabayas. The opposite case. The Balabayas is standing Rishus HaYochid. His hand is extended into Rishus HaRabim. If his hand would be considered like Rishus HaYochid, since it goes after his body, so his hand is now an extension of Rishus HaYochid, extended into Rishus HaRabim, when the Ani picked up his basket in Rishus HaRabim, put it into the usher's hand that's in Rishus HaRabim, if the hand would be considered Rishus HaYochid, then the Ani would be chayv. He made Nakir in Rishus HaRabim, he put it down Rishus HaYochid on the Balabayas' hand. Since the Mishnah says not like that, that when he put it down into the Balabayas' hand, it wasn't considered a Hanocha in Rishus HaYochid. It's the Balabayas who made the Hanocha in Rishus HaYochid by pulling it in, right? So his hand doesn't have a din of Rishus HaYochid. So I know a hand that's extended from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, or a hand that's extended from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, doesn't have the din of the person who's standing in the other Rishus. That I know for sure, says Abaya, from the Mishnah. Boy, Abaya. I'll tell you, Rabbi says, I'll tell you what, I do have a Shailah. Yodo shall other maus teyosa kikarmelis. Did the Chachamim make the hand like a karmelis? Not a karmelis mamish, but like a karmelis. Just like, Rashi says, just like the Rabbanan made a third Rishus that's awesome with the Rabbanan, that's not a Rishus HaYochid, not a Rishus HaRabim, but there are Isurim, the Rabbanan, that apply from taking from that Rishus into others. So too, they made a person's hand like a karmelis, not a karmelis mamish, but similar to a karmelis. They made that a Rishus by itself. It's not Rishus HaYochid, but it's not Rishus HaRabim, but it's not a Makom Ptur either. It's what's it called? It's a new Rishus. Right? It's not exactly, in other words, a hand that's extended from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, it's not Rishus HaYochid, it's surely not Rishus HaRabim, but it's another Rishus, so you're not allowed to put anything into it. It's what's it called, take it back into your Rishus. It has a din like a karmelis. Not a karmelis, but it's a din like a karmelis. Mikan sua rabbanan lahadurin legabei olo. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is like this. A person had, what's it called, something in his hand. He's standing in Rishus HaYochid, and he extends his hand into Rishus HaRabim, but he doesn't put it down. Okay? He's standing there holding the thing in the air in Rishus HaRabim. Okay? And he's still in Rishus HaYochid. So now, if they gave it a din of a karmelis, that means that now his hand is not in Rishus HaRabim, but it's not Rishus HaYochid anymore. It's somewhere in the twilight zone, in between. And Mamela, he can't bring it back, because if he brings it back, he's taking it from a Rishus Durabonan back to Rishus HaYochid. Just like you're not allowed to carry from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to carry, right, your hand now becomes like a Karmelis, and you can't bring it back into Rishus HaYochid, because you're going to be taking from this new Rishus called hand into Rishus HaYochid. You can't carry from hand to Rishus HaYochid.
No, because
even without putting it down, right, it's still Chatzi Melacha, right? What?
Why isn't
the
Karmelis also in Rishus HaRabim?
In Rishus HaYochid, you mean? Back to Rishus HaYochid.
In Rishus HaYochid.
Whatever. Yeah, because, what's it called? In the Rishus HaYochid, it's Nigra Basar Gufo completely. Now it's Rishus HaYochid. Right. Right. With a hand in another Rishus, and that's another a Shaila. Right. Rashi. Omer Abaye, Pshitali, Mimas Nisa. I know clearly from the Mishnah, the Yodo Shal Odom HaPshutal Rishus HaHeres. A hand that is extended into another Rishus. Okay, that's clearly what we're talking about, only where it's extended to another Rishus. Einan Nizrekes Achar Gufo Legabre. You don't make it, we said before that your hand isn't considered at rest because it's considered that it goes after your body. Okay? So that doesn't mean it's completely after your body and it's mamish like it's in the Rishus of your body. Lios Kishushu Omeipa, that it should be considered like the Rishos that you're standing in. But when it's in the Rishos that you're standing in, it surely is Nigra Brachas Basar Gufo. Okay? But if your hand is another Rishos, so it's not considered like the Rishos of your body, but it's not considered like the Rishos that it's in either. Okay? Bein Shu Rishos HaYochid, Bein Shu Rishos Rav. It doesn't make a difference if your hand is extended into Rishos HaRabim and you're standing in Rishos HaYochid, or your hand is extended in Rishos HaYochid and you're standing in Rishos HaRabim. Ki Rishos HaLabim Dami Miyada Di'ani, Diktani Masnisan, Dichinot Lo Balabayis Mitocha Potter. Because if the Balabayis took from the hand of the Ani that's extended into his Rishos, the Ani standing in Rishos HaRabim, his hand is extended into Rishos HaYochid. Now if his hand would be completely considered like part of his body, then his hand would be Rishus HaRabim. And what's it called? When the Balabayas took it out of his hand and put it down, he'd be Chayit. Because he's taking from Rishus HaRabim and putting it to Rishus HaYochid. Vaishnois, the hand is not considered Rishus HaRabim. Because in that case, the Torah says the Balabayas is Potter. Osir but Potter. Uber Rishus HaYochid lo damya im pshut lo Rishus HaRabim. And his hand is not considered like Rishus HaYochid. If he's standing in Rishus HaYochid and his hand is extended to Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't get a din of being an extension of Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim because his body is Rishus HaYochid. How do I know that? Miyadu de Balabayas. Diktani notl ani mitocha potter. That if the ani took from the hand of the Balabayas that's extended from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, he's also potter. But if his hand would be considered like Rishus HaYochid, right, just an extension of Rishus HaYochid extended into Rishus HaRabim, and if the Ani took it out of his hand, he made Makira from Rishus HaYochid and put it down to Rishus HaRabim, and he'd be Chai, and he's not. So it's clear that the hand extended into another Rishus doesn't take on the identity of the body which is in the other Rishus. That's clear. Okay. Boy, Abai, what's not clear? Hash to the Chazinan, the Lab Basar Gufo Shadinan Lo. Now that we see that you don't go after the body, to be considered a Rishus D'oraisa, that it's the same Rishus as the body, Alma Iflug Rishusa, but it's not the same Rishus L'chora as the body, it's not what's it called, completely, yes, the Rishus of the body, but it's not the Rishus, it's not completely not the Rishus of the body either. Mi Achmer Ole Rabbonan, where the Rabbonan Machmer, L'mahavi Carmelis, that it should be considered like a Carmelis. The Hecha, the Hoshit Yodo, Malaya, the Rishus Acheres, Lo Yavzireno Etzlo. What would be the Nafkanina? If you put your hand into another Rishus with something in it, you wouldn't be allowed to bring it back. Because when it's in the other Rishus, it's not the Rishus of where you are, right? And it's now another Rishus. So now you're going to bring it from that other Rishus, the thing now that you're holding, let's say of an apple in your hand. You're standing in Rishus HaYochid, you have your hand with an apple in Rishus HaRabim. Now your hand now with the apple in Rishus HaRabim is not considered Rishus HaYochid anymore. So what is it considered? Right? It's not considered Rishus HaRabim for sure, because that we had, it's Yad Olonayach. The hand is not at rest and it goes after your body. But it doesn't go after your body completely. So it's not Rishus HaYochid where you're standing, but it's not Rishus HaRabim where it is. So what is it? Right? Is it a new Rishus that now the Rabbanan said, just like we made Carmelis, a third Rishus, it's not Rishus HaYochid Rabin, your hand is also a new Rishus, and therefore you can't bring it back into Rishus HaYochid. Now it will becoming, the fruit will be now in a third Rishus, a Rabbanan Rishus, and you're going to bring it back into Rishus HaYochid. Once it comes back to where your body is, it's back into Rishus HaYochid. Now your hand is for sure considered Rishus HaYochid. So you've changed the apple from being in Rishus HaRabim, now it's in Rishus HaYochid. No, not Rishus HaRabim. Being in this new Rishus into Rishus HaYochid. Is that, did they answer such a thing? So what are you going to do? Stand there with your hand extended into the other Rishus till it gets dark. Right? The Rabbanan, and they make Xeris like that. You climb a tree on Shabbos, you have to stay there till Moshe Shabbos. You can't come down. What? No, because then his hand will be Rishus HaRabim for sure. Wherever his body and his hand are in the same Rishus, then the hand becomes that Rishus. Right? The same way as he brings it back to Rishus HaYochid. Okay, let's go on. So what should it be? He should stay like that with his hand extended in the other Rishus till it gets dark. The Kivan de la Basar Gufa Greira, since the hand doesn't go completely after your body when it's in a different Rishus, it does go after your body when it's in the same Rishus. But now it's in a different Rishus. Nasis la Rishus Acheres mid Rabbanan. So therefore, it's not the Rishus that you're in, It's not completely the Rishus you're not in, so what is it? Somewhere in between. And so new Rishus to Rabbanan, the Gazer Rishus midivrayem l'Shabbos, she'asa l'hachnas l'altsu mimenu l'shus ha'os Rabbim, u'shemo Karmelis. The Rabbanan made a new Rishus that's called a Karmelis. That's not a Rishus ha'yachid, not Rishus ha'rabbim. Here also, maybe, since this is not Rishus ha'yachid, not Rishus ha'rabbim, maybe it's a Karmelis too. To the Tanya Pirkin, Dalad Rishus l'Shabbos. Karmelis, what's Lashon Karmelis? Lashon Yaro v'Karmelo. Rashi learns that, not like we said in the Mishnah, that what's it called, like other Rishonim learned. Karmelis is Karmel, it's not hard, not soft, right? Or Karmelis, it's like an Almana, she's not married, but she's not a Basula, right? Rashi learns Karmelis is from Pasuk in Yishayahu. Yaro v'Karmelo. Yaro v'Karmelo are places that are not Rishus HaYachid, they're like forests. Forests or Krumim fields, they're not the place where the Rabbin goes, but they're not Rishus HaYachid. So the word Karmelis is a place that is neither Rishus HaYachid nor Rishus HaRabim. It's a forest or whatever, where the Rabim aren't, but it's not a Rishus HaYachid either. She'en alo hiluch tamid l'Rabim. It's not a place where Rabim go, into the fields and the Krumim or the forest. Velo tash Rishus HaYachid. It's not a real Rishus HaYachid either. Right? So the word Karmelis, according to Rashi, is not a hybrid. There's a word, Karmelo, which means his fields or whatever that are taka, not Rishus HaYachid, not Rishus HaRabim. Mikansu, ho the hiskubo the isr. Right? Did the Rabbanim make a knas or not? Did they make a knas and consider this like a new rishus or not? Toshma. So that's the shaila. Did the Rabbanim make a knas to consider your hand that's in another rishus a rishus by itself, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to bring it back, or you wouldn't be allowed to walk over there either. Either way. Okay. Tashma, ha'isa yada malaya peiros. Your hand was you had a handful of peiros, v'hotzia l'chutz, and you put it outside. You were standing in Rishus HaYachid, and you extended your hand to Rishus HaRabim. You didn't put them down, right? And you put it out into Rishus HaRabim. Tani chada aser l'achzira. So one brisa says you're not allowed to bring your hand back till Motzei Shabbos. V'tani idach mutar l'achzira. And the other brisa says you're allowed to bring it back. My lab the hakimifligate, isn't this the machlokas? We have a machlokas now. Vayishail is a machlokas tanoi. The man saw our karmelis damia. The one who holds it, you can't bring it back, holds your hand, has a din of a karmelis. Therefore, when you extend it into the other rishus, it's no longer in rishus hayochid. Now the fruit is in this third rishus. You can't take it from that third rishus and bring it back to rishus hayochid. Right? That's why you're not allowed to bring your hand back. Umar saw our lavka karmelis damia. The other one holds the rabbanan and didn't give your hand the din of rishus. Right? It's not completely right in Rishus HaYachid, but it's not a new din either. They didn't give a knas. You can bring it back. No problem. Moshe says no. And now we're poshet Abayis Shaila. It's Machlokas Tanoim. Moshe says no. The Kulei Arma Ka Karmelis Nam. It's possible that both Bryces hold that the hand is like a Karmelis. Right? Below Kasha. Lechora, then the one who says you can't bring it back, that we understand. If it's a Karmelis, you can't bring it back into your Rishus because you're changing Rishuyos. Below Kasha. So how about the one who says you're allowed to bring it back? If it is like a Karmelis, then why are you allowed to bring it back? Kan lamata miasara, kan lamala miasara. It depends where your hand is. If your hand is within 10 tfachim of the ground, so then the halacha is, if you remember the Hakdama we gave, right, a Rishus HaRabim and a Karmelis only have a din of that Rishus up till 10 tfachim above the ground. Once you're above 10 tfachim, above the ground, above a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Makom Patur. Above 10 tfachim of a Karmelis also is a Makom Patur. So if your hand is higher than 10 tfachim off the ground, then your hand, they didn't give your hand the din of a Karmelis because it's in a Makom Patur. Right? Therefore, it has a din of the place where it is. So it's not a Karmelis, it's a Makom Patur. Your hand becomes a Makom Patur. From a Makom Patur, you're allowed to carry into another Rishus L'chatchila. So you can carry from the Makom Patur, that's Lamala, from Rishus HaRabim, back into your Rishus, right? The only problem would be is the other way around, where you're standing in Rishus HaRabim and your hands are Rishus HaYochid, because Rishus HaYochid extends all the way to the heavens. There's no din of Asara Tzvachim, right? So if you're standing in Rishus HaRabim and your hands are Rishus HaYochid, L'chora could have a din. It doesn't have a din of Rishus HaYochid, but even though it's 10 tefachim above the ground, that's irrelevant in the fact that it's that it's in what's it called, a Rishus HaYochid. It could be, though, that if you're standing in Rishus HaRabim, right, so your hand is not considered totally Rishus HaYochid, right, we're going to give it now a new din because you're in Rishus HaRabim, that, and we don't give that that new din because in Rishus HaRabim it wouldn't be, what's it called, anything more than a Makom Ptur. So the hand, we're not going to give it a new din no matter where it is, if it's 10 tefachim above the ground. Okay, could be. I'm sure somebody speaks about it, but we're learning this daf yomi, amid yomi, and not iyun. So I'm not learning it be iyun either. Okay. But lechora, that's a he'ora, that if it'll be the other way, should be a problem. And lechora, that's the answer. Okay. But lechora is somebody should look it up. And the iboy is same. So that's a difference. That's a difference between these two brises. One would hold that one case, they're talking about two different cases. One is where your hand is within 10 tefachim, then it has a din of a karmelis, you're not allowed to bring it back. If your hand is higher than 10 tefachim, then it doesn't have a din of a karmelis, and you're allowed to bring it back. But everybody holds that your hand has a din of a karmelis as long as it's within 10 tefachim. If it's higher than 10 tefachim, then there's no karmelis higher than 10 tefachim. Another possible answer of how to explain these two brises, and that they're not arguing whether it's a karmelis or not. Velavke karmelis. Now we're saying everybody holds not a karmelis. In other words, you can't be poshet a bayishayu. You could learn this that everybody holds it is a karmelis, and the difference between them is lamala miasora, lamaka miasora. Or you can learn that everybody holds not a karmelis. Okay? And it's within asora. And still, you can, the one who holds, you can bring your hand back. It's poshet. It's not a karmelis. Right? How about the one who says you can't? Velo kashya. Kan mi ba'od yom, kan mi shachashecha. It depends if you put your hand out into the other rishus on Friday afternoon, or you did it already Friday night. Miba od yom lo kansur rabbanan. If you put your hand out on Friday, right, and you just left it there till Shabbos came, and now the shaila is, can you bring it back on Shabbos? They didn't make a knas, right? And it has nothing to do with karmelis. In other words, now we're not saying it has a din of a karmelis, because the karmelis, it would make a difference if you put it out on Friday, or you put it out on Shabbos. If it has a din of a karmelis, you couldn't bring it back. It doesn't make a difference when you put it out. But now we're saying it's not a karmelis. It's a knas. The rabbanan gave you a knas. They didn't make your hand considered like a karmelis, but they consent you. They fined you. Right? If you're going to do such a crazy thing of putting your hand out where you could do an issa d'oraisa, if you put it down, right, we're going to give you a knas. So you have to stand there a whole Shabbos and not bring your hand back. Similar to the case I told you with climbing a tree. You climb the tree on Shabbos, you're not coming down from that tree. You'll learn your lesson. You're never going to climb trees again on Shabbos. Right? You're not going to come down from Moshe Shabbos. So it has nothing to do with that he made like a karmelis or anything like that. It's just a knas. Same thing over here. You put your hand into another rishus that if you were to put it down, right, you'd be chayiv. We're going to give you a knas. You're not going to put your hand back. You'll never do that again. Okay, so if you did it on Friday, they didn't give you a knas. When you did it, there was no problem. Right? But if you did it on Shabbos, then they gave you a knas. But if it would be like a karmelis, it would make no difference when you put your hand into the other rishos. Right now, your hand is a different rishos than your body. If you bring it back, right, you're over an issur. So it's not a karmelis. It's just a stam, a fine that they gave. Mivod yom lom katsura bon. Mechshecheche katsura bon. Versus adarabah, ibcha mistabra. Right? I would say the opposite is sort of. You could still say that both of them holds not a karmelis, and one holds that you got a knas, and one holds you didn't get a knas, and it's talking two different times. One you did it on Friday, one on Shabbos. But I would say the Gemara says the opposite. If you did it on Shabbos, right, then they didn't cancel you. Then they didn't give you a knas. If you did it on Friday, then they did give you a knas. What's a svara? A chara makes more sense the other way. Now, if you did it on Shabbos, you're a bad guy, right? You already did something on Shabbos that could bring you to an Isser Shabbos, we're going to give you a knas. But if you did it on Friday, it anyway can't bring you to an Isser Shabbos, because on Friday is when you made the Akira, and an Akira on Friday, a Hanach on Shabbos, is not chayiv anyway, so then they didn't give you a knas, right? Mar says, no, I'll tell you a svara, just the opposite. That if it's only a knas, then it's better to give him a knas if he did it on Friday, but on Shabbos they wouldn't give you a knas. Why not? Why niba od yom di shodi leilo asi dechiyuv chatas liknesu rabbanan. If you did it on Friday, so now, even if you drop it, you're not going to be chayiv in Isidoraisa, because you made the Akira on Friday and the Hanach on Shabbos. So then the Rabbanan said, you know what, you're not a nice guy. You did something, right, wrong. You kept your hand out there, right, you put it out on Friday, but you kept it out there till Shabbos. So we're going to tell you right now, you keep that hand out there till Motzei Shabbos. Okay, so it means Mamish the whole day, because he started Friday. Okay, Mamish the whole day now. You're going to keep your hand sticking out the door. Okay, why? Because even if you'll drop the thing, what could be, you can get tired and drop the thing, right? You fall asleep and drop it. You're still not going to have an Isidoraisa, because the Akira was on Friday. There's no way you're going to be over an Isidoraisa by dropping the thing. So we're not afraid you're going to drop it. We don't care if you're going to drop it. We give you a knas, you keep holding it there, and if the Evan, you drop it, it's still not going to be a problem. You're not going to come to an Isidoraisa. But if you put your hand out at night, that means that now if you drop the thing, you made an Akira on Shabbos from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim, and now you dropped it into Rishus HaRabim, now you made the Hanukkah. So if we give you a knas to hold your hand out there the whole day, we may be afraid that you're going to come to be over in Isidoraisa by dropping it. Now we're not going to give you a knas. We're not going to give you a knas that's going to force you to do an Isidoraisa. Now, where an Isser skila is going to come from it. Right? You won't get skila, obviously, because you're an honest right now. Right? You can't bring your hand back because the Rabbanan said not to. But Lamaisa, what's it called? They're not going to give you a knas where it's going to come to doing something that would normally be an Isidoraisa. Right, so there, that's a svara. Right, so it's a svara to say the knas is only if you put it out on Friday, but not if you put it out on Shabbos. And from the fact that it doesn't answer that way, right, that the Beis Medrash, they answered the other way, that the knas makes more sense if you did it on Shabbos than if you did it on Friday, and not this way, Tifsho, the Rabbi boy, we can, have an answer to see Rabbi boy Shaila, right? What the halacha would be in the Shaila that Rabbi boy has. What's Rabbi boy Shaila? And that's the way to pronounce this word, Bay boy, not Bibi. There's a mitzvah Eson, I remember who says it in the back. He has vowels that the name is Bay boy and not Bibi. Okay. Just also the same thing he says by what's it called? Rav Papi. It's not Rav Papi, it's Rav Papai. Okay. There's also a thing. So if you ever come across that name, he says that also is, this is Bay Boy and the other one is Papai. Divshod Rav Bay Boy Barabaya, the boy Rav Bay Boy Barabaya, Hid Big Pas B'Tanur. Right? Rav Bay Boy had the following Shaila. If somebody put bread into an oven, right, on Shabbos, okay? Put it on Shabbos. Put it before Shabbos. No, there's no shayla.
Dough.
What?
Dough.
Dough, right. You put dough, right, into the oven to bake. And so now the shayla is, hitiru lo v'dosa kodim shayla dechiv chatas lo hitiru. So now if he leaves it in the oven, it's going to bake, and he's going to be chayav chiyuv chatas. Whether it'll be chayav chatas or not, right now we're not going to go into it. Mara's going to speak about this case later. But a chiyuv chatas will have, okay? Right? So now, taking bread out of the oven, or taking dough out of the oven, makes no difference, right? Is an issur d'rabbanan, okay? The rabbanan, it's a maisa chol, Rashi says. So they asked taking it out with a mirda, the thing that you take bread out of the, whatever it's called, mardeya. What? I don't know what it's called. But in any case. What?
A bread remover.
So, that's a nisud rabbanan. Okay, now Shiloh's like this. If you leave the bread in, the dough in, right? If you leave the dough in, it's going to become bread, and you're going to have a malacha done. Okay. If you take it out, you're going to be over Issa d'Rabbanan. The d'Rabbanan, where they matter you to take it out, so you shouldn't come to be over Issa d'Oraisa. Okay, that's the Shaila. Where the Rabbanan matter you to do an Issa d'Rabbanan that normally would be Asur, but in this case, if you don't take it out, right, you're going to end up taking, it's going to bake, and then it's going to be Issa d'Oraisa. Can you take it out before it bakes? So that's the Shaila. Right? Tifshot d'lohi tiru. Let's learn from here, from the fact that the Gemara didn't say the Svara, that when did we make a Knas? When you put it out on Friday. But on Shabbos, then we didn't make a Knas, because then we're afraid that if we make you hold your hand out the whole Shabbos, you're going to drop it, you'll come to an Isidoraisa. Since it didn't say that, Vaisos, we're not afraid of that. That the Rabbanan said, to heck with you. You put your hand out, right? So if you'll come to an Issa Daraisa, right, we're not going to let you take your hand back, even though we're going to be causing you pashtis, right? You got to stand there the whole day. Very good chance you're going to drop it and you're going to be over an Issa Daraisa. Okay, same. So therefore we see that this is the answer to Rabbi Boy Shaila, that the Rabbanan didn't care about that. You did something wrong. If you come to an Issa Daraisa, we're not going to take that into cheshbon. You be over your Issa Daraisa, we're not going to let you take it back. Same thing over here. You put it in the oven, tough luck, leave it there. We're not going to let you take it out and be over an Issa Darabana. Versus Holokasha. No, that's no proof. If that would be the thing, if you reposted it, right, and Mela, that's why they said this way and not the other way, right, that's no kasha, that's no proof. The Tifshot. First of all, Erechadami, right? Right? The fact that it didn't say the other way, Erechadami, you can posh the Shaila. Who said you can't be posh from here? Rabbi had the Shaila. He didn't think of this. We can be, say that this is a clear proof to one side of his Shaila. V'boy Seima, la'olam l'sivshim. Or you could say that there's no raya from here to Rabbi Boy Shaila. Hello, Kasha. Tad b'shogeg, tad b'nezid. It depends. In the case where what's it called, b'shogeg lo katsua. Could be that b'shogeg, right, if you put your hand out or you put the bread in b'shogeg, then they didn't make a tras. You could take, in both cases, you could take it out, you could, what's it called, you could bring your hand back, what's it called, in either case, the Rabbanan didn't, but if you did it b'mezid, then they cancel, right? So the case over here where, what's it called, where they made a knas is where you put your hand out b'mezid. But b'shogeg, we don't know what the halacha would be. The days of Katsura Bana. Viboy Seva, Idivida Bishogeg. Both were Shogeg. You put your hand out Bishogeg and you put the bread in Bishogeg. And still there's no Raya. The Hacha Bekansu Shogeg got to Mezid Kamiflege. The Machlokas of the Bryces is, did they make, and what's it called? They only made the Knas the Mezid, not Bishogeg. The Shaila is, the Bryces argue whether they constant Shogeg got to Mezid. And on the case over here, it's talking Bishogeg. One holds that there is a knas, and the Nela, by the bread, what's it called, you can't take it out. But over here, the Shaila is, if you did it b'shogeg, did they make it, did they kans a shogeg atu mezid or not? Mar sover kans a shogeg atu mezid, or mar sover lo kans a shogeg atu mezid. Okay, Rashi Rashi. L'mala miyud, the aver makum turu. Above 10 tvachim, above Rosh Hashanah, is makum tur. Kidisnan Bazorik, Hazorik Balaramas Bekosa Lamala Miyut Fachin, Kizorik Bavir, Upotter. So Lohavi Rishu Saram Lamala Miyasora, Hilkach Lokansua, the Lavi Surah of it. You didn't do anything wrong. It's above Asora Tvachin. The boy Seima, Idi Vidi Lamata Miyasora Tvachin. The Lavki Carmelist of you. The Mahavi Rishu Sliasma. Zlak Rishu Sliasma, it's not a Carmelist. Kami Baodyom, Hoshitam Baodyom, Makzira, Mishatechshach. If you put it out during the day, you can bring it back at night. The lav reshus liatzmahi, elabasar gufogre. It's not considered reshus by itself, and there's no knas if you did it in the daytime, and therefore there's no reason why you can't bring it back. Kamishatechshach, but if you did it at night, you put your hand out into reshus hayochid, reshus harabim at night, Hoshitam Mishachshecha, kansu, and then they give you a knas. Velo shatei reshus liatzmah, not that they made it like a carnivalist. Because if they made it like a caramel, it wouldn't make any difference if it was Friday or Shabbos when you put your hand out. Right now, your hand is in a different rishos. The food is in a different rishos. You're bringing it back and bring it into another rishos. So there can't be a difference between Friday and Shabbos if they made it like a caramel. The only difference could be if they didn't make it like a caramel, but they made a special knas. The imkeinach ba'od yom mitzur, el knas ubi'alma. The ba'od yom di shodi lehu, kolomar heichen da hoshita mi ba'od yom. Shiim te'esrenu lahachzira v'yashuch miyado hachefetz k'dei lahokil tircho lo osi dechiyuv chadas. If they made a knas, right, then it makes sense that what's it called, that in the daytime they should make such a knas. Why? Because even if you'll drop it because of their knas of not putting your hand back, you're not going to be over Nisra Daraisa, right? If they would ask you for bringing your hand back, and you ended up dropping it in Rishus HaRabim, lo asu dechiv chatas, lo havi akira b'Shabbos, because the akira was never made on Shabbos, made on Friday. Ela hanocha lechudei, only hanocha was made on Shabbos, the isur d'rabbanu, the ika, the asa miktsasa, because you only did part of the malacha, you only made a hanocha without an akira, it's only isur d'rabbanu. Kudisnan shneim pturim. Aval asurim, both are pater, but asur, because if you do half a malacha, it's pater aval asur. So then, Katsua Rabbanan Shalach Zirina. Then the Rabbanan said, don't put your hand back. And I, what will happen if it'll drop? So it'll drop. You're only going to be over to the Rabbanan anyway. But if you put your hand out at night, the ishadi lehu miyado al yedei knas shetesrenu lavzira nimtza mischayiv chatas. Then, if you keep your hand out there, and because of that it falls into Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be over in Issa D'oraisa. There, the Rabbanan didn't want to make their takonas that caused somebody to be over in Issa D'oraisa. Im shogeg hu d'ovid le'akira v'hanocha lo katsu. If the guy was a shogeg, when he put his hand out, they're not going to give him a knas to make him now be over something that's Issa D'oraisa. Right, go kizot the mut of shalod diknasu mishanigrom lovely dechilu shabbos d'oraisa. Better not to make the knas than to what's it called cause somebody to be over in Issa D'oraisa of chilu shabbos. Umedlo chayshis lachin. Since the Gemara didn't say that, that wasn't a cheshbon. Tif shod boy in the rabbi boy. Delo nimnu chachonim malahamid divreim and deivsha shemelo yavo the other boy have yasis lichomer. You see, the rabbanon didn't take that into consideration when they made their knosses. Tough luck. Right, if we're going to make a knas and it's going to cause you to be over, so that's too bad. Next time you'll learn your lesson. Right, we don't take that in the cheshbon. Hidbik pas betanor b'shabbos b'shogeg. You put a dough into the oven on Shabbos b'shogeg. The nisker shu Shabbos called m'shatilat. Then you remember it was Shabbos before it baked. The time alone the redias hapas shmusi shichoch mavena malacha. And we hold it taking bread out of the oven on Shabbos. Even baked bread is an issur d'rabbanan, a shmus. So the Rabbanan matter you to be over an Issa D'Rabbanan so you don't come to an Issa D'Raisa or not. Right? Here the Achronim speak about, the Rishonim also, Lamaisa, are you going to really be over an Issa D'Raisa over here? Because you're an honest. If the Rabbanan say don't take it out, you can't take it out, so Lechora you're not, what's it called, to be high of anything. Because the Rabbanan are preventing you from doing it. Okay, we'll see when we get the next daf speaks about this case again. The shogeg lo katsu rabbanu, the rabbei boy lo tifshit nihacha lo leisur lehet. You can't be poshek rabbei boy shaila not for isur not for het. The haig lo katsu b'shogeg la vishum shasha the dil mashadi lehu miyade who ela vishum de lo aved isurim amazing. The reason they didn't give you a knas over here is because you did it b'shogeg, right? Not because we're afraid that if we don't let you bring your hand back, you're going to be over in Issa D'Raisa. The reason we didn't give you a knas is not because of that cheshbon, it's a cheshbon because of the shogeg. And bringing your hand back is not an Issa B'chlau. It's not like taking the bread out of the oven where it's an Issa. Elo mishum knasa, v'hachalo konis, av'al rediyas hapash shvusa, but if the case were a bay boy, it could be still Issa. Because there you're going to be over in Issa D'Rabbanan if you take it out of the oven. So maybe they weren't matur in Issa D'Rabbanan. Right, even though it could be you'll come to a chiyuv chatas. The nigzer of a minyan, and we should call them shiyola de chiyuv chatas lo batlug zeir asher. The iser nami lo tifshit, don't learn the other way either, that it's asher. Mina konsu amazed, that the fact that they made a knas, amazed, maybe we show gay they didn't make that knas. The hasam lekala mechash dilma lo shginu, shishchayim misas beizdin, because you were only a show gay. You're not going to come to a chiyuv misas beizdin, it was only show gay altogether. If he did it amazing over here and they give you a knas, right, I'll call you sky and Mrs. Bezdin. You're gonna come to an Israel Mrs. Bezdin, there maybe they didn't make the Xera. They said you could take it out. So either way you can't learn from here, either it's shogeg or it's mazin. In either case, could be that it's mutter in the case of the bread, could be that it's mutter in the case of the hand, and neither one is a riot to the other one.